Wow, cyber attacks are really ramping up at the end of this year, and it's expected in 2024 it'll be even worse. Cyber criminals are seeing this as a huge opportunity. They're ramping up big time increases in attacks on big companies, small companies, government agencies, even nonprofits now are seeing attacks. They're using some new tools and they're becoming more organized and sophisticated. One of the things they're doing is using US resources. It used to be a lot of these came from overseas. Now they're forming shell companies in certain states. Wyoming is one of them, South Dakota is another one, where they're making it appear that the attack or even the communications are coming from in the US. It fools a lot of companies into thinking that their connections, their internet traffic, their emails that they're receiving are US based. And that's another way to make the cyber attacks be more successful and more common. How common is it? Well, one of the fastest growing jobs right now is a cybersecurity consultant. Our firm on the insurance side and on the cyber defense side is getting more inquiries and calls now than it has in the last 5 years. It's the fastest growing division we have, both on the cyber insurance and also the cyber defense, but there's a shortage of qualified cyber defense agents. So if your company thinks that there might be a risk, either look at hiring some internal staff, look at outside resources, because cybersecurity is not going away. These groups are going to continue to add victims to their payroll because that's how they make their money. And you don't want your company to be the one that loses. On average, $540,000 is the average cost for a cyber attack against a small company.